Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. A man who operates heavy equipment for the Orange County Fire Authority has been charged with felony animal cruelty. He has been accused of shooting his 4-year-old pit bull in the head and dumping its body at his workplace in a fire station dumpster in Irvine. A garbage truck driver discovered the animal carcass in August. He remains on the job. Officials say he poses no threat to his colleagues or the public.
A South LA man has been missing for more than 2 weeks. His family accuses CHP officers of dumping him miles away from his home despite being told the man had severe dementia.
I don't know if he's eating, you know, he's not clothed properly for the weather. You know, it's gotten cold and it's been raining, so it's like I'm just worried about his health right now.
Dante James wants to find his dad. 62-year-old Douglas James hasn't been seen since November 5th. That's when his twin brother, Donald, was arrested by the CHP on suspicion of DUI and had his car impounded. Douglas and their dog, Teddy Bear, were with him. Donald says the officers assured him they would take Douglas home.
I've explained to him several times I should have been on the body camera, telling them they should be able to replay that and see me saying that he had dementia and old timer. I asked them to take him home. I asked them, I said, I don't care what you guys do with me, but please take my brother home. He won't know where to go.
When Douglas got home, his brother wasn't there. He says CHP officials told him Douglas and their dog had been dropped off in Torrance. He was given three different locations. Donald says he's been searching for Douglas ever since. A missing person report was filed with the LAPD. The CHP says in a statement, Douglas James and his dog were taken to a safe public place, a Carl's Jr. in L.A. Officers verified he had a cell phone and his wallet. The agency says it is our understanding Douglas James communicated with the officers freely and logically and exhibited no indication he was unable to care for himself. But in light of the family's statements about his condition, the actions of the officers involved are being reviewed. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
You can see a photo of the missing man on our website, knx1070.com.
A federal civil jury has awarded more than $13 million to the family of a man who died after a fight with three Anaheim police officers 3 years ago. KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio starts our in-depth team coverage.
The death of Firman Valenzuela was tragic and could have been avoided, according to attorney Garo Martirosyan, who said the jury believed the Anaheim Police Department did not train its officers properly in the use of a carotid chokehold. Martirosyan said while the financial compensation for the family was appropriate, he still believes that Anaheim police need to make further changes in their policy allowing use of a carotid hold.
This carotid artery hold is a very dangerous hold, and the officers are not properly trained. And even when they're properly trained, it's a very dangerous hold and should not be used under these sorts of circumstances.
Anaheim police have now changed their policy to where the carotid hold can be used if the suspect is assaultive. Martirosyan argues that its use should be limited only to deadly force encounters, where the only other option is the use of a firearm to preserve an officer's life or that of an innocent person. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The officers cleared of any wrongdoing in connection with the incident by the Orange County DA's office. That was 2 years ago. Mike Lister, spokesperson for the city of Anaheim, tells KNX the judgment is unwarranted, that the officers took measured and reasonable action.
Our police have a duty to respond and engage, and their only other option would have been to walk away. And that is certainly not what the community expects of us when they call for help. Any loss of life in our city is tragic, and we are the first to take a critical look at any encounter. We have done so in this case and believe that our officers acted in the best interest of public safety.
He added the incident, in his words, speaks to the devastating impacts of drugs on people, families, communities. We have video of the confrontation. It lasts for 7 minutes. You can see it at KNX1070.com.
Republicans say the right decision was made by the state Supreme Court when it threw out a new law that would have required presidential candidates to release their tax returns before they could appear on next year's primary ballot. The law applied to all candidates. candidates, but Governor Newsom acknowledged when he signed it that it was aimed at President Trump since he hasn't made his returns public. Attorney Harmeet Dillon represents the state and national Republican parties. She tells KNX states can't each have different requirements for presidential candidates.
The founders recognized in their wisdom over 200 years ago that we should have a national standard and set of rules for national offices. Now, of course, California is free to impose this requirement on gubernatorial candidates or candidates for the state legislature, and it has.
The Secretary of State's office issued a statement saying, while it's disappointed in today's ruling, the movement for greater transparency will endure. The history of our democracy is on the side of more transparency, not less.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!